The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
Easy Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2,
Radio 1.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, people who can never go back somewhere. Chris has left it too long to go back to his gym. He kept missing the sessions with the trainer. But there are some people on today's podcast who can never go back to places because generally they disgrace themselves.
By the way, I should say I got a message from the PT that I was talking about on the show. And it's kind of annoying because you forget that obviously
he
listens to the podcast as well. So he was listening to this podcast, heard about what we were talking about, and has now chased me about when I am going to get back in the gym. So now it's even more awkward.
Was it a jokey text or was it a not joke?
It was hard to tell.
Right.
It was a range of emojis.
Also, Chris has made a massive error at a football event last night. Again, Maisie Peters, our tune of the week, gets everyone right in the feels. And we tell you to set your alarm, 3 p.m. British summertime tomorrow, if you're listening abroad, will be Innuendo Bingo with Saffron Barker.
One.
Yesterday, I had a little meltdown about the version of 24K Magic by Bruno Mars that we play on Radio 1, because it makes no sense. It just starts with moon, and that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like it starts sort of halfway through the song.
Well, it's like it's coming in halfway through. And I don't know why we insist on playing this. I've sent emails about this, no one listens. But the lyrics go, put your pinky rings up to the moon. But our version just goes,
no. Yeah.
Moon. Well, what do you mean, moon? It doesn't make any sense. You know me.
Most people don't care about this at all. It really bothers Scott.
Because I want music to be... I want it to be... as it was intended.
Right.
Like, Bruno Mars, if he was in the UK and he heard that, right, say he's driving around listening to Radio 1.
Yeah, with Julio.
With Julio, who's just got the stretch for him. And it goes... he'd be like, what the?
Yeah.
Why have they messed with my song?
Also, Bruno Mars tamping, you don't want to mess with that.
No. So, I've not heard this, but apparently they've made a special new version, which will please me a bit more than the moon.
Good.
So let's hear that, can we?
Hello!
That Mrs. Doubtfire.
Better.
I mean, it makes more
better
sense.
Better from Radio 1
It makes
there.
More sense.
Hello!
What you trying to do? See, yeah, that makes more sense. 24-karat magic. Whoever made that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie in Cornwall, so keen for this story. She says, please tell me Chris bought a boat.
Listen, it's not a great story, to be honest with you, but everyone knows by now that I struggle at these sort of like awards nights that we occasionally get invited to. I was at this awards thing last night, it's football awards thing, Legends of Football is called, and it was good fun. But the thing is, with all of these nights, they have a sort of silent auction and then an actual auction.
Here's the thing. When there's an auction, generally, there are extremely rich people in the audience.
That's the thing.
Because football, mostly, right?
Exactly, exactly.
There's money in football.
Mate, the table next door had Ainsley Harriott on, right? Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's like multi-millionaire footballers, Van Persie and Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, so they can afford, maybe not so much Ainsley, but the other two you mentioned can definitely afford to bid at some kind of auction. You forget that you can't afford
that's
that.
That's exactly it. So I try and fit in.
Yeah, because everyone around you is a high roller. You're not.
So what I do is I think, right, to look like I'm a baller, I'll stick my hand up early doors and it will always get bettered. Because there's
I've
so much
this.
Money being thrown around at this thing, by
yeah.
the way. Because it's for charity. It's, you know, it's a good thing that's happening. So I don't mind so much because of that. But ultimately, what's happened here is I've put my hand up thinking it was early doors. No one else wanted the thing that I wanted. And I've ended up with a sort of driving experience thing that I've got to try find time to do now.
Now, let's not discuss the amount on air.
No, let's
but,
not.
But you...
And then it's caused problems at home, that, because rightfully so... I'm being told, why do you have to act like this? So, you know, why can't you just go along and enjoy it?
Mm.
Why have you got to pretend to be a baller?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not on Scott Mills money here, people.
Right,
hate to break it to you.
So your wife hates you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. let's not discuss the amount, as I said.
No,
but
no.
For a driving experience, I would say, and it's good because it's for charity, but
it's
I would
a good thing. Like,
I would
it's
say,
not a bad thing, but just...
I would say you've slightly overpaid there.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get involved in this thing at all. And it's happened again. We've spoken about this before. There was a cricket thing I think I went to where I seem to remember as being exactly that same position where I've got overexcited.
I'm going to tell you some of the amount, but I'm going to turn the mic off for some of it. £100.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you heard there, actually, everyone listening, but it's, but anyway.
And the first, well, you forgot about it because had a few drinks. And then what happened? They
I
called
woke
you
up this morning to a withheld number. I was like, you're right. Yeah. Hello, I think it was Mike. We're here. We need to collect your money.
They called you for the payment. Just the long number, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We started this conversation yesterday. Maybe you've absolutely disgraced yourself somewhere and you can never go back. Like, it would be too bad. You cannot revisit that place anymore. Let me know. 81199. Rachel, where can't you go back to?
I can never go back to my old rowing club.
Your old rowing club?
Yeah. I joined when I was like 12 or 13 in my old hometown in Dumfries. And one night we went out on the boat, and like when you're out in the boat, you've obviously got a team and you've got somebody that manages your boat who's like an experienced rower.
Yeah. The cox.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys. Well, I definitely thought that he was one of those that night, because halfway out on the boat, I realised that I needed to go to the toilet and I really needed to wee. And so I said to the guy, look, can we go back to the dock? I really need to just jump to the loo. And he's like, no, we can't go. You're just going to have to hold on. You're going to have to wait. And so it got to the point, you're out for a while. You're probably out for about an hour and a half. So halfway through this, I started to feel like I really, really needed to wee. And I'm saying to him, please, just let me jump off the boat. I'll just get into the river and go to the toilet, please. I really need to go. And he's laughing at me and he's saying, no, listen, you're fine. You'll be able to handle it. So it got to the point where I was in such desperate need that I was trying to distract myself. So I was singing different songs to myself really silently on the boat, trying really, really hard to concentrate. Anyway, just as we were coming back into the dock to get into the boathouse, I just couldn't hold on anymore and I weed myself in the rowing boat with everybody still in it.
Did they notice?
I think some of them did, especially the person behind me, because then I just ran straight into the boathouse to go to the toilet to pretend that I had peed there, but actually I just weed in the boat.
It's an annoying situation you've got yourself into there. However, I'm imagining rowing in Dumfries is really cold.
Yeah, it's not warm.
So it must have been quite a pleasant experience in an odd kind of way.
No, definitely not when I'm 12, 13 years old and the sheer embarrassment of weeing myself. I just can't imagine what I even looked like when I stood up and obviously had like this wet patch around my bottom half.
We've all done it. It's not like the rowing thing. I've never done rowing before. Have you done rowing, Scott?
Absolutely not.
Out of interest, what were the songs that you were trying to imagine to stop yourself? Because I used to have to do that when I got stage fright. I would do the opposite, which was try and think of songs that sort of encourage it. So like, you know that song, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. I found that helped.
Okay, that definitely wouldn't have helped in this circumstance. But actually what helped, and it's so random, I don't know why it was in my head, but it was Postman Pat.
Right. I'll tell you another one that really, and I'm sorry if you're driving at the moment and you need a wee, because this is not going to help you. One that will really set you off if you can't go is this. Cry Me River, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, right.
The beginning. I'm sorry if you need a wee and you're in the car right now on the motorway, because this is not going to help.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura's had to move, it got that bad. Like, not just not go back there, move house. So, the corner shop where she used to go to all the time, she went on a mad one, mad night out. She was going camping the next day, so I thought, I need to get myself together here. Do you know what always sorts you out? And I agree, a Calippo.
So, yeah, good shout.
Goes to the Calippo for a shop, was on the tequila all night. The guy behind the counter's like, are you feeling all right? I was like, yeah, can you tell I'm hungover? He just looks her up and down and said, yeah, you walked into my house at 5 a.m. demanding we all have a party. To this day, don't know his name or where he lived. Had to move house.
Wow.
Rob from Doncaster didn't mean to do it, but he is actually barred from McDonald's in Doncaster for knocking off Ronald McDonald's head, the life-size cardboard cutout. Can't go back. Ben?
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you've got somewhere you can't go back to again, haven't you?
My local hairdressers. me and my friend went to get our haircuts. Yeah, anyway, we met up after, we went to the local shop, and we stood in the queue, waiting to obviously pay for what we got, and I got my phone out and looked at the haircut he gave me, and I said, oh, this is possibly the worst haircut that I've ever had in my life. Anyway, I looked behind me, and the bloke who had just cut my hair was stood right there looking at me.
Oh, no.
He was behind me in the queue, yeah.
They're really sensitive people about their work as well, hairdressers,
oh, God, yeah.
Aren't they? It's like, yeah, yeah. You can never say, when they hold the mirror up to your hair and go like, do you like it? You're never saying no, right?
Do you like the back?
Have you ever heard of anyone who said no?
No, never.
I'd be interested to know, actually, who has said no? Yeah. Let me know, 81199. I don't think we're going to get any. Chloe?
Hi.
What can't you do ever again?
I can't go for a head massage ever again. But I'd book myself an Indian head massage. Obviously, you lie on your front first, do the back of your neck or your head, and that's fine. And then you flip over, lie on your back, and then she works on your head and your pressure points in your face, and that's it. I was gone.
What, asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Like I fall asleep all the time in those things.
Oh, that's what you're meant to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, but do you snort? Like, snort really loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The worst is if you know... They press down your stomach too hard and you do a little fart.
Yeah.
That's like nightmare scenario there, because no one can talk about it. And it's one not, of you.
Yeah, it's not great when you're on your back though and she can see like your face and then you're snoring and then your mouth's open and yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure on the people that do massages. What are they called, Scott?
Masseuse.
Mad pressure on them because it's so silent in there that any little noise they make is magnified. And I don't want to make this sound like I have them all the time, but I was having this little massage, right? And the masseur, she had a cough. And it was mad, like she had to keep apologising and the whole experience was really awkward. Kept coughing well loud.
Oh, no.
You know, if there's no music on in there, I bring my own. I've got my playlist, this is it.
Do you go to sleep to this sort of music? Do you put it on to make yourself sleep?
No, but like to avoid the awkwardness of the silence, if I go for a massage, which I haven't done for a while, I'll put this playlist on myself.
You put your own one?
Yeah, on
my
phone.
That's incredible.
And I'm like, do you mind if I put this on? And they're like, no, it's fine.
I've never thought asking for to put on my own music.
Yeah. I had way your music for mine. It's great.
See? I've got a whole playlist of it.
That's amazing. So you had whale music and you were snoring away.
Yeah, about like 3 random snorts, outbursts kind of thing, yeah.
I had one recently and my boyfriend was next door having one and they'd finished his and then they said to him, you're going to have to wake your friend.
Where was your boyfriend next door?
Well, he was having a massage next door.
Sorry, forgive me. I thought you meant at the neighbours or something. I was like, what's going on?
You tired?
Sorry,
you're tired. No, we were in like a spa situation.
Oh.
He's next door.
Yeah.
He finishes and then he's done,
did
right?
He?
And then they say to him, your friend, he won't wake up. I was in deep sleep. So he had them to come and wake me up. I was like, Scott is finished. It's over. It's like, what? So you're falling asleep during Indian head massage and having a bit of a snore is nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great.
It's horrible when it finishes, right? But I like the sort of sexy voice they have to put on, like waking up voice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're done now.
Okay, so you want to pop your pants back on?
Put your pants on. All done.
I ain't got my pants off for an Indian head massage, though.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's funny business. Two companies, both with stupid names, or just ridiculous sounding names. If you find any, by the way, you do a lot of help on this. You do a lot of the homework for us. So scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Either here or abroad, if you've seen a company, you think, yeah, that'd be good to call. The only rule is you can't laugh. I'm going to go first with one that Chris has chosen for me. I don't know who it is.
I think the thing is with this game, you've just got to be as immature as we are. To enjoy it. It really is immature.
Welcome along.
So welcome.
We do get a lot of people going, oh, this is immature. How old are you? It's like, well, yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You're going first on
don't
this
have
one.
To listen, do you?
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No laughing.
Good afternoon, three-way Lucy speaking.
Sorry, hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
That's not normally the response we get.
Is it not?
No.
What's it called?
Three-way.
Okay. and what does your company do?
We're a cleaning contractor.
Oh. Who came up with that name then?
It was my father-in-law. So he started it 40-odd years ago.
Okay.
In those days, it was carpets, curtains and upholstery.
Oh.
I don't think it had the same connotations that...
All right.
It has now.
Does this raise many eyebrows?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
It always starts a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it started our conversation, hasn't it? Okay, I just wanted to check that that was the name of the company, and that's amazing. Well, where are you based?
So we're based in Essex.
Okay.
To make it more interesting.
All right, cool. Well, I've enjoyed Three Way.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it good for you too?
Yeah. So thanks very much for taking my call.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
bye.
I just wanted to check. All right, bye. Gone.
Wow. I've enjoyed Three Way. What do you even mean by that?
I mean, talking to them.
Oh, I thought you were basically saying that you've experienced Three Way before. But you haven't. Because they're based in Essex, aren't they? And I can't imagine why you would have been around that way.
No, I haven't, though.
For your carpets and that. Okay, that was a good one.
Carpets,
though, right?
Curtains, upholstery, Three Way. Yeah.
They're like a triple threat of the carpet cleaning world.
Okay, your turn.
All right.
Good afternoon, Sticky Fingers.
Sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Greg from Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers or Stinky Fingers?
Sticky Fingers.
Oh, okay. That's a very unusual name. What is it you sell?
Cakes.
Oh, okay, cool. And are you, like, Mr. Sticky Fingers, are you in charge?
I would be Mr. Sticky Fingers.
It's an amazing name. Did you come up with it?
Yes, I did, sir.
Yeah. I'm assuming you get quite a few calls about the name. It's one of the best.
I get loads of people walking by taking photos and laughing.
And what made you choose Sticky Fingers as the name?
Because you eat cakes and your fingers get sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. No more need to be said there. And whereabouts are you based?
Hannam in Bristol.
Oh, very good. Okay.
On the high street.
Sticky Fingers goes down well in Hannam.
Yeah, Sticky Fingers goes down all over Bristol.
Brilliant. Okay, great. Well, sorry?
I used to find that, yeah.
Sorry. my friend here used to live in Bristol.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good Bristol, isn't it?
Yup.
I sometimes wish I lived there again.
What, in Bristol?
Yeah, I miss it.
Did you ever visit Sticky Fingers there? Or?
How long have you been open?
3 years.
Oh, no. No, it's before my time.
Well, yeah, anyway,
we
were just ringing to find out more about the business. Just thought the name was amazing. So thank you so much for explaining.
Well, thank you.
And have an amazing day.
You too. Thank you kindly.
All right, love to everyone. Nice.
Bye.
It really throat. Oh.
Sorry. You don't like it when I... Hang on.
Gone.
Sorry, I just sometimes want to get involved and have a chat
it's
myself.
It's tricky because you forget that we're just on the phone to them. Do you know how weird is that if you're having a phone call and suddenly someone else pipes up? Like, I used to live there as well. It's like someone's just been added to the call.
It is a bit weird, yeah.
It really throws me every time that happens. You forget.
Scott
Mills.
Scott here with Chris. Let's do bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah, Scott and Chris.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Someone just putting the blinds down in the studio again. I don't know why this happens. It's an automatic thing.
Oh, now they go back up. It's like it's basically like slam it into reverse. Doesn't help the situation.
Grimmy, is that you?
Yeah, it's Grimmy. It's weird. The blind situation here. We've said it before. You know that show on TV, Naked Attraction. They're a little bit like that in that they just very slowly sort of reveal us to everyone. Obviously, we're not naked, but like if we were, it would be exactly like that show.
Grimmy?
Yeah, it was me. Sorry. What? We pressed the wrong. Well, we don't. Right. It's the same
remote. It's bizarre.
That works every blind. So we're just trying to close them in
here. This happens so often.
And then we realised it was closing yours.
Poor chap.
So you might go ahead and close them now. Go on.
All right. Oh,
hang on. Why does it happen in here as well?
Doesn't make sense.
There's a massive design fault there.
Anyway, Claire.
Sorry, Claire.
No, you're all right.
Sorry about the noise.
About
it's
that.
Just the blinds going
all right.
down.
Okay.
What are you doing, Claire?
I'm just at work at the minute.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a production planner.
Oh, for what?
Like burger trays and sausage trays and things like that.
Okay, and whereabouts is this?
It's in Keighley in North Yorkshire.
Okay, and you listen to us every day? You have put the bangers on, do you?
Every single day, all day. I've got you in my headphones all day.
Nice.
Start to finish.
Okay. We just get carried around with you, do we?
Yes, you do.
Nice.
All right, you go first today, Chris.
I'll go first, yeah. All right, Claire, well, I hope you like this one. My banger's choice for you is this. I think this song is mighty. This is Foo Fighters, My Hero. Big song.
Oh, very nice, very good.
Oh, yes.
Banger.
Okay. Don't know if that can be beaten, really, but I'll have a go. This is my one.
Who's that chick?
That's a belter tune. I love that tune.
Ish.
radio version. I love bangers when it's like two totally different songs and like very me versus you.
Yeah. Okay.
Claire. Well, very different songs. I think I normally go with Chris, but I'm going to have to go with Scott on this one, I think.
One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Yeah. Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's like thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks. With Reese Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
Right, a lot of people asking us to call Cressida Dick, the head of the Metropolitan Police, immediately for that choice. The police need to be called. Anything beating Foo Fighters on bangers, there does tend to be some civil unrest, and that is happening
civil unrest.
At the moment. Foo Fighters fans are rioting.
There's calls of a robbery here. That was an absolute robbery.
Yeah.
You're right, civil unrest.
Right, and there's loads of people, like, stop sending me Cressida Dick pics, please.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. Like, okay, Foo Fighters didn't win today. And it was a song that David Guetta made with just two fingers.
I know. You've got David Guetta and David Grohl there. And I like to imagine them both listening to this. Like, going, what the? And especially halfway through that song, it almost gives up. There's some kind of heartbeat, and it just goes. It's so basic.
Even David Guetta would have been going, I shouldn't have won that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Maisie Peters is our tune of the week. Cherry, you can relate, can't you?
Oh, yes, I can indeed.
What makes you feel like the song could have been written for you?
Currently, that first verse resonates ridiculous amounts because I do just get called when he's drunk on the phone and he always wants me there and he's out every weekend, that sort of thing. But it just seems to be a repeated pattern of every guy I've dated. I've had enough of it now and I feel like I'm worth a bit more, you know?
Yeah. Are you currently dating?
Well, the guy... No, I don't think so. I'm not sure what's going on.
What do you mean you don't know what's going on?
Well, we were dating and then he wanted to like not date so much and just hang his friends. But now I'm getting invited to Christmas parties with him and already, but we're still just friends. So I don't know.
The Christmas party thing's really on now. The invites are starting to come in. I've noticed this as well.
Yeah, I thought it was really early to think that far ahead with... So, well, you know, I suppose it makes sense if he's just a friend, but when the next sentence was, the boss is inviting the partners, and then didn't clarify if I'm just the mate or not.
Yeah, tricky. This song means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It does, actually. I listened to it again going to sleep last night, and it really, really hit me in the feels.
A lot of people are feeling the same. Let us know if this song is getting you right in feels. 811-99. Cherry, find out what's going on with him or bin him off.
So you're calling me drunk and you're outside a club and you're lonely and so and you hate everyone and you wish I was there. It's no fun going solo. Now you wanna be friends, always sad on weekends. And now is your pick me up. And I would say pick me up, but not anymore.
I wish I had that ability, because when you're feeling like that, when you're feeling that low about something, and there must be nothing better than being able to write a song about it. Yeah. It must make you feel so much better.
So true.
How you feeling? Been in that situation recently? Maybe with an ex or a current? Let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Our fresher royal visit, Oxford University, the actual Oxford, not Brooks. No offence, Brooks, but yeah, it's the real one. Let's give him a call, see how he's doing.
Hello, it's Rob.
Hello, Rob. It's me, Scott.
Oh, hi, Scott.
Yeah. Radio 1, you remember? You were on yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Have we called you at a convenient time?
Actually, can you call me back in 5 minutes?
Okay, yeah, will do. Don't worry about it, it's only Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, it's me.
Is now a good time to speak, Rob?
No, I'm cool to talk now, yeah.
Okay. Hey, how was last night, Fresh of the Week?
Yeah, it was great, thank you. Yeah, I went to a pyjama party and a pub quiz, and then I did some midnight cooking with my roommate Dan.
Sounds wild.
It was. I'm living up the Fresh of the Week, but Oxford, so slightly tamer than everywhere else.
Is it tamer, would you say?
I think so, yeah.
A quiz at the Oxford Union sounds intense. The standard of it must be like doing a quiz with a load of chasers, that sort of thing. Mm. And all in Latin.
Yeah. Oh, there were some Latin questions today.
Classic.
In the quiz?
Yeah, it was what were Julius Caesar's last words to an assassin? And apparently the Shakespeare version isn't good enough for them.
So you had to do it in Latin?
Yeah.
I mean, that's peak Oxford Uni, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference between a normal pub quiz and an Oxford quiz. It's kind of similar, but you have to answer in Latin.
Also, Latin.
True, though. How was the pyjama party? Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I think I arrived a bit late, and I thought I shouldn't really wear shoes to a pyjama party. But when I was walking across, because it's all on campus, I got really soggy socks, because it did look wrong to have shoes.
Okay, so you didn't wear shoes?
No, which I regretted immediately.
And what happened at the pyjama party?
Not much, just talked to a bunch of people in pyjamas, which was a bit awkward for a while, and then it became less awkward.
We love you, Rob. Are you feeling any more like you fit in to the rest of the people there, the rest of the crowd?
Yeah, I've realised all these people, even if they sound posh, are actually normal human beings who
really
are nice, yeah.
And this is something you've learned since you last spoke to us?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Not scary, despite being really clever?
Yeah, well, I've just figured out that everyone is really clever, but no one has common sense. So it's evened out.
What do you mean they have no common sense?
I was cooking bacon last night, and then I just forgot to turn the hob off, and luckily someone pointed it out, but I just assumed it turned off on its own.
Did you actually think that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really dangerous thing to think, Rob. You do have to turn it off yourself.
Also, the sort of midnight cooking, not a good idea.
Yeah, but luckily we'd had no drinks, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I could hear someone laughing in the background there. Is that someone that... Who's that?
Oh, it's sort of become an event in my house. They're all just camping out in the kitchen until you ring.
Yeah, because you're Fresher of the Week. You're on the radio. Yeah, oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Can you put this on?
We've got an audience.
Let's speak to one of them. Go for the laughing girl.
The laughing girl? Oh.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. You're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's Scott Mills and Chris Starr from Radio 1.
Hi.
Hi. So Rob is our Fresher of the Week. I just wanted to find out how he's getting on.
Well, how Rob's getting on? Pretty well, yeah. Nice guy.
Are you one of his housemates, or are you a love interest?
No, I'm his housemate.
And you say Rob is fitting in well.
Yeah, the whole house is getting on really well.
Because he was saying that he was quite intimidated and scared of some of the people there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, because everyone's clever.
Well, Ross clever as well. Everyone's clever here.
Yeah, they are. All right, well, if you pass us back to Rob, that'd be nice.
Yeah, okay,
nice to speak to you. You too.
Hi.
Rob, your housemate sounds nice, like the lady we spoke to there.
Oh, yeah, it was like parents' evening. I thought she was going to say something awful.
You've done nothing awful that she would say, right?
I don't think I have.
No.
All right, Rob, listen, Fresher of the Week, we will speak to you tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo bingo alert. 3 p.m. tomorrow, set an alarm on your phone for 3 o'clock. That's when you'll be able to hear Saffron Barker getting wet as a previous Innuendo Bingo contestant.
I love it. I love what we do with Innuendo Bingo now. It's bigger, it's wetter, looks awesome as well when you see all the stuff on social. We've got shirts made for it. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of budget behind this thing now.
Personalised water bottles, we've got it all.
It's all on.
Even the water turns colour. It's like magic.
Yeah.
So set that alarm. That's my phone alarm.
How many alarms have you got?
Loads. 3 p.m. tomorrow, it's Saffron Barker playing Innuendo Bingo. You don't want to miss this. Remember the time that Davina McCall came and did this? Now, a classic from BBC Radio 4's Today programme. As presenter...
Mm-hmm.
Class.
Mm.
Sarah Montague here is very inquisitive about one of Germany's most famous female composers.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
And then Emily Atack did one.
Thank you to Greg, who emailed in this next one. It's over to Channel 4, and it's Jamie and Jimmy's Friday Night Feast. But it seems there's something rather unexpected on the menu.
This really is elemental feasting in the wild.
Back in the caff, our diners get to taste Jimmy's beanhole.
Remember, if you see anything on TV or hear anything on the radio and you think that would be suitable, send in your clips. We can't do this without you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send us some innuendo bingo. And make sure you listen. Set that alarm 3 p.m. tomorrow for a new one. Featuring Saffron Barker.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Maisie Peters is our tune of the week. This is on you. Even though she's in America at the moment, she's been listening for her song, and she heard Cherry on the air earlier saying about how this guy's been messing her around, and I was like, find out what's happening or bin him off. And on Maisie Peters' story at the moment, she's like, bin him off, bin him off. They're listening in America. We got a lot of messages saying that song means a lot to various people at the moment. Hannah's been on saying, feeling that tune. Recently gained feelings for someone who was obviously just using me, yet mugging, stuck by him and was there whenever he needed me. So relatable, that track. I've been seeing this same guy on and off for 3 years. One time he came to my birthday, the next day went to Paris with a different girl.
Aww.
Wah! Okay, if those are the stories we need. If that track is meaning something to you at the moment, get in touch with us. We might get you on tomorrow, 81199. Back to our Fresher of the Week, Rob. A lot of people are saying clever people have no common sense. Apparently this is a big thing.
Yeah.
They have no street smarts. Rob is right. Uni students gain academic knowledge but lose common sense along the way. You can't have both.
Well, it's interesting that you say you actually lose the sort of street smartness.
Yeah. It's true. Clever people have no common sense. This is Scott. An old school friend tried to remove toast from a toaster with a fork while the toaster was on. That's not common sense.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd like to do tomorrow really clever people that have no common sense.
Mm.
We were talking to our Fresh of the Week, Rob, earlier. Surrounded by a load of housemates who all go to Oxford Uni. Very, very clever people. Can probably speak all of the Latin, but... can't work out until they unfold a deck chair. Do you know what I mean? Like those kind of people.
I think this is quite common.
Yeah, I do as well, because you can't have one, you can't have both, really. Mm. You can't be that clever and also have common sense.
Yeah.
Like streetwise, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Also on the show today, we've been talking about places you can never go back to because something happened. You disgraced yourself. Kevin, where can't you go back to?
My local garden centre.
Well, what happened? What can you possibly do in your local garden centre?
I was in a queue and I noticed at the front it says free biscuits. So I thought I'd really go out myself to some. You know, dog biscuits. So I thought, right, I'll have a couple of them and started eating them in front of everyone.
All right. Okay, yeah. Did they not like that very much?
No, they were made a bit dry, to be honest, completely dry.
No, not you. Like... Did they not like it very much?
Oh, no, they didn't, no. They went mad.
Did you get kicked out or what?
I got to the front of the queue and there was a manager there and she said, I know what you did that for, trying to be funny. So she barred. She said, but not your
barred?
Dog. Your dog's all right, yeah. She said, yeah, not your dog. Your dog's all right, but all right.
Well, is your dog going to go in there on its own then, is he?
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't believe it.
No one's been barred from a garden centre.
Right, from a pub or a club, I get it, but you're barred from this garden centre. I actually have eaten dog biscuits before, but I wasn't trying to be funny like Kev. It's actually my mum's fault. I accidentally ate some as a child.
Right. Or is that where your mum...
No, we were on holiday in Spain. My mum buys some biscuits from the local shop, and me and her get through them. And then we realise that there is a small picture of a dog on them and the word pedal, which is Spanish for dog. Definitely dog biscuits there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mwah. Holly Valance, Kiss Kiss on Radio 1. Picture it, guys. There is young Christopher Stark in his small bedroom in his mum's house upstairs in Pinner. Mm. Bedroom door locked. Trying to pause the video.
Oh. Hang on. Also, you know this thing that for ages my gran was buying me the Hollyoaks calendars?
Yeah,
but
she didn't
know. Realising that she was doing that. So every year she'd be like, oh, do you like your Christmas present? But the reality is it was money that she was giving to my mum. I then asked for the calendar.
Right.
But she didn't realise she was funding these calendars.
And was it quite a sexy
calendar? Well, one year it was the Holly Valance calendar as well.
Right. I remember my mum used to buy me the Kylie one.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your calendar of choice, Scott? What was up on the wall there?
Can I actually
different
tell you?
Wines?
Can I actually tell you?
But yeah, what was it?
No, I had when I was about 8. They used to do a Radio 1 calendar.
No.
And I used to ask.
I want to be marked.
I used to ask for it every Christmas from my mum.
Should we make one for next year?
We've discussed this. I don't think there's a demand.
It wasn't a
no,
sexy
No, there's not
one.
A demand.
All ever. The DJs were minging. It wasn't a sexy one.
No, it wasn't like whore.
No, really
nice
not.
Mic.
No, it's just like,
but that's it. It needs to be sexy. It needs to be like. You know, your things covered.
Do people still have calendars?
No.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? Only mums.
No, but you go to like. Yeah, actually, it is.
Maybe
mums.
Just mums.
No, some of the Love Islanders have calendars.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a lot of Cliff Richard, a lot of Westlife, all that. So it is for your mums generally. Yeah,
it's a bit for your mum.
Goats in Trees calendar. What do you mean?
I saw one yesterday in the shop.
What? So people buy a calendar of various goats sitting in trees?
Yeah.
That's really niche.
Very niche. Mm. Very niche. Did you get one?
No.
No, okay. No.
Thanks, good, Sophie. Good. If people do want a Naked Radio 1 DJ calendar, we won't get any requests for that. 81199.
Could be like Calendar Girls.
Yeah.
But instead of cakes, we are covering ourselves with like CDs.
All those shows that I can't bear where it's like, oh, look at us naked. I don't want to see.
I think it's an all or nothing situation. I think if there is a demand for this, everyone at Radio 1's got to do it.
Yeah.
So even if it means there's like groups of us on some of the months.
Who do you think's Christmassy? Who's the most Christmassy, do you
think? Mr. Jam.
Yeah, he's quite festive.
In a Santa outfit or something.
Dev will definitely be up for Guinness.
He'll want to be August.
That's a given.
Yeah.
A given.
Do you know what I mean? There's some people here that were just like, hey, do you want to do a calendar and get your kit off? Of course I do. And then there'll be people that are like, absolutely not. I'm in that camp.
I'm a bit in that camp.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow. And remember, Innuendo Bingo, 3 p.m. Make sure you're listening to Radio 1.